All right, talking with the local auctioneer, Dale Jones. Is there anything better as we begin our conversation than a farmland auction on a snowy day in rural America?
There is nothing better. Some of our best auctions occur in snowstorms and rainstorms.
Tell us about this farm that was on the auction block on Saturday. I think a lot of people know Bob Carroll and the late Bob Carroll in the Mercer County and Toledo area.
Definitely. Bob was a very good steward. He was, took very, very good care of his farm, a very good producer when he was still farming. Nice big 340-acre tract. Didn't really make a lot of sense to split the farm up. We looked at splitting it into smaller tracts. Just didn't make economic sense. The family really wanted to see it sell as one big tract, so that's how we proceeded. Nice amount of tillable acreage, a little over 208 acres, 120.1 PI, so that's a kind of a B-minus farm, but well cared for. Some timber, possibly loggable, a lot of recreational possibilities, and a beautiful home site. If you weren't going to live in the homes that are already here, one of them be a beautiful building site. You can, where the home site is located, you can look out and see just about your entire farm. So it's a beautiful, beautiful setting.
And it brought $59.50 per acre. Now, there are a lot of factors in play as we talk today with those in the agricultural industry. Can you kind of elaborate or talk about maybe those factors if they had an impact on the numbers today?
Right. Tillable acreage, the size of the fields, the shape of the fields, the amount of timber, improvements have a big impact. Access to the property. In this case, there was one road frontage on one side, and that's another reason why we weren't able to split it into multiple tracks. But it was there's so many different factors, but those are the big ones: location, field size, and it was a large tract. So since it was a large tract, that kind of makes for a smaller buying pool. Not everybody can spend what were we at, like $1.8-1.9 million. So.
Yeah, and I know you're not an agricultural economist or a market analyst, but, with concern over the potential interest rates, the commodity markets are still what they are right now. Do you think that has some bearing heading into, not specifically for this piece, but just heading into 2019 as we look at some of these farmland sales?
I can't help but to think it will eventually start to have an impact. Farm families have had several good years. A lot of farm families have built wealth, I believe, have eliminated debt, and I think that's why farmland prices are hanging in there like they are. And there's still a lot of optimism, but you would like to, I would think, I remember the 1980s all too well, and I would like to think that, if this trend continues, interest rates bump up, commodity prices stay low, you'd think we'd see some softening, but right now, everything seems to be pretty optimistic, and then whether it's farmland or farm machinery, everything is pretty strong yet.
Well, I know just the volume of people in this machine shed is impressive on the weather conditions today. What type of registered bidders and online activity did you have leading up to this? I know there's a lot of talk in the coffee shops about this property, that's for sure.
Well, we did not have online bidding today, and I honestly don't know how many people are here. I haven't checked in with the gals at the computer station. I would guess there's got to be at least 100 to 150 people gathered here today. Very nice crowd, and like I said earlier, some of our best sales and biggest crowds happen on the worst possible day to have a sale.